If you are offended by comments or jokes that are sexual in nature, or anything else that isn't G-rated, then this will be offensive to you. This is intended only for mature audiences and is not based on anyone or anything real. All comments, names, and information used in the following is done strictly in the spirit of parody and humor. If you are, as mentioned earlier, offended by anything above a G rating, stop listening now. You have been warned. Here we are. I'm Bob.
And I'll use my iPhone for pictures. You'll see all of me. I'll use my iPhone for pictures, Bob, but only in your dreams. I'm Ted, by the way.
Yeah, we just checked, and yes, you're still Ted. Yeah. That's great.
You had to verify that one, right?
Yeah. Yep. Well, you know, it
I wanted to get you excited there, Bob. You could tell.
Yeah, the joys of Christmas.
Yes, the joys of Christmas.
Ted singing carols. That's great.
Yes.
All right. Well, so, you know, the joys of Christmas. There's the music, the smells, the clothes, the food, and, of course, the gifts.
And the fucking relatives, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And the traffic and the long lines. But it is a time of sharing. And it's also the exchange of glad tidings, right? It's pretty cool. But if it's all of that, why in the hell is everybody so stressed at this time of year, Ted? Why do people get so wigged out?
Well, minus the fucking pandemic? Let's take that aside. Why do people get so stressed during Christmas? I personally think it's because in the past, maybe not this year, people go, oh, God, my parents or my father-in-law or mother-in-law is going to come or something like that. Somebody from the family you're like, or my sister, it's like, oh, dear God, I have to deal with that person. For us, that's what it used to be, right? You know, of course, we don't see them anymore, which is good. but it's it was always like, okay, you know, we would go years and years ago. We'd go to see my parents, right, when they were alive and everything, and the family would all converge at their house, and I'd be like, oh dear God, I have to deal with my sisters, right?
Yeah, and I got to get an extra gift, right? I have to get an extra gift because they're bringing their second cousin Millie, you know.
Yeah, right. The gifting wasn't the problem. It was just seeing the person, right? And you're like, yeah, anyway. You know, some people get along with their family, right? You know, good for them. I'm happy for you.
Like that ancient Chinese.
All those people out there, yeah, get along with their family, right?
Proverbs says, no family can hang out the sign in front. No problems here.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But yeah.
All right. Well, so
yeah. Go ahead.
Well, so you know, so just to you know, keep along with this spirit and the joys of the seasons, I have some, and I would say it's Christmas WTF this year. And I'm going to say WTF for those of you who are thinking dirty thoughts. It's wow, that's freaky. Not what you think, Ted.
Oh, you mean what the fuck?
Wow, that's freaky. Yeah, you think it's what the fuck? Okay.
Well, I know you've got a dirty mind, Bob. So what?
Yeah, you know, just a half a step up.
You're trying to turn this into a politically correct podcast. It ain't gonna work, dude. We screwed the pooch on that one about
the dog's already
what about 8 or 9 months ago. Okay, come on.
All
it
right.
Ain't gonna happen.
Dog is pregnant with it.
Hey, I'm sorry. Let's see if we can keep this PC. Oh, fuck it. No, let's just go for it.
Okay, so speaking of getting PC, there is one thing I want to do today. I have like a few questions for you to sort of seed our conversation. And
okay, I'll do my best.
And they're really going to be about what I would consider.
Not like Jeopardy. party, right?
Yeah, these are like, you know, things about Christmas, right? So,
right.
So, and the first one's a very serious one because I've heard this over and over again every year, and went and did some research on it. So, does the suicide rate go up around the holidays?
That's an interesting question. I don't know the answer to that. I always heard it did. Is it true or not?
It's not true.
Okay, well, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, there's some evidence that maybe in January, and maybe that's because it's a rebound from, you know, whatever happened during the holiday period. But in all seriousness, you know, if anybody's, you know, inclined to think in the suicide way, lots of help out there. Please call those numbers right away. That's what they're there for, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have to listen to us over and over and over to make sure that life is good, go ahead. We got enough. We have enough podcasts. It'll keep you busy, right, until you can get a hold of that number.
Yeah, you might
okay?
be,
just
you
listen might be, to us, okay?
You might be slicing something open as we speak. But no, yeah, okay, yeah, right. All right. So in all seriousness,
just listen to Bob and Ted. We'll be fine.
Let's move on from that. But so no, that's a myth. That's a myth. So if somebody tells you that, you know, no, that's not true. Okay. I know you had a religious upbringing, as I did. You know,
yes, it wasn't my fault. I was abused, but yeah, no, I mean, sorry, I don't want to joke about that. There really are people that have been abused, and that's not a joke. No, I meant abused by, you know, just the whole religious thing, but that's a separate thing.
That's a separate topic. We could talk about and the list goes on. Okay, so is December 25th the day Jesus was born?
No, I actually did some research on this long, long time ago, and the answer is no. He was actually born more towards summer, I believe, end of spring. I forgot the real date, but he was not.
Yeah, I from my research, it's really not like they know for certain, right?
Right.
But the reason they selected this holiday to celebrate his birth is because it was already being celebrated by the pagans for the winter solstice, right?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Yeah, copy the pagans. They were good.
Yeah. I want to be a pagan. But,
they had a lot more fun. A fire, you know, wearing like antlers
and do
on
all
your
sorts
head.
Of unspeakable things. Hey, that's my kind of people I want to party with. Yeah. Yeah. Get a little pot, you know.
Yeah. Probably something stronger than that. Okay. Yeah. Well, so you're like one for two.
Yeah.
Here's the next one for you. Has the Christmas tree always been a part of the Christmas holiday?
That's a good question. Let me guess about that one. I don't think so. I'm going to say no. I'm going to guess no on that one.
And that's right. That's right.
Okay. I was lucky.
Yep. You're absolutely right. It was not. It was brought here to the U.S., by the way, by Germans.
Yeah, I vaguely remember something about that, but I didn't. I thought the Christmas tree came later, right? But I think, and I could be wrong about this, and maybe you'll correct me, the Saint Nick thing came before that, is my guess. The Saint Nick's been around for a while, and Saint Nicholas was an actual person, I believe, if my stories are correct, who actually did bring gifts to people. And this was, you know, hundreds of years ago. But, yeah, that's my understanding. Someone's going to correct me and say, you're full of shit. there wasn't no fucking Saint Nick.
But in the U.S.
What the hell you're talking about?
In the U.S., it was always Christmas. And the New York Times wrote against Christmas trees for the holidays.
Mm, interesting.
And Teddy Roosevelt wasn't for it either because he was basically a Scrooge. He said it was a waste of good timber. So,
well, Teddy Roosevelt was a conservationist, one of the first. And so I kind of understand where he came from. But again, you know, we have.
I have to laugh at that.
Well,
as a conservationist, as he's like standing on the backs of dead animals, right?
Yeah, it's but you know,
truly big.
But he was the one. I don't know if you know your history, but he was the one who wanted to get Yosemite, and he started the old national park thing.
Oh, absolutely, that part of it was brilliant. Yeah, and I don't really know the motivation behind
so,
it. No doubt.
Right. So I mean. If it hadn't been for him, you know, the oil barons would have been drilling in places
like in Alaska,
you know, and they ruined Hetch Hetchy. Hetch Hetchy, which they were able to get into and dam up and destroy, was considered the most beautiful place. Was even more pretty than Yosemite, by the way.
Yep.
The Hetch Hetchy Reservoir. And they ruined it.
Yeah.
They basically dammed it up, and it was a tragedy. So, I mean, you know, he did some good things, yeah.
Yeah, thanks to Ansel Adams, right? He was photographing the area. And,
yeah, oh,
and
but,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing, yeah.
All right, well, you know, so we're getting through this a little bit here, but, you know, here's the next tough one. What's the most important Christian holiday? Christmas?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm going to guess no. I think there's another holiday that's worse than that.
Think of the pink bunny. That's
oh, my
the holiday,
God, Easter.
Right? It is, right?
Now, I wasn't thinking Easter, believe
right.
it or not.
Christians celebrate for weeks.
No.
Parties
no,
on.
I was going to think of like Ash Wednesday or, you know, Don't Play With Yourself Thursday. Or, don't. I was going to say something really bad, but I won't. you know, sorry, my mind went to really bad places there for a second.
you know, just reliving your childhood. I understand.
Thank God, no. But yeah, it was very, really bad thoughts there.
Okay, so here's one that I like was shocked by. This one was a wow, okay. That's freaky moment to me.
Yeah, yeah. you're so full of shit, Bob. I am gonna definitely after this podcast, I'm gonna say something to you because I can't say it on air. Okay. You know, with all the four letter words and everything, there's certain things I just can't say on the podcast just because they're so bad. It just shows how screwed up we are. You know, it's a R-rated podcast, but I can't say this shit on the podcast. Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
So everybody knows it as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Mm, yes.
But what is the real?
Who was playing with themselves and who was playing with the mouse? Get away from that mouse right now.
So the real name for this poem, which is not a story, it's actually a poem.
Right, right.
It's a visit from St. Nicholas. Now, who wrote that? We all know who wrote like the Star Spangled Banner. That's
okay. I'm gonna guess.
Right.
I actually know this one. It's not Charles Dickens, is it?
No.
Oh, come on, Ted.
You're never gonna guess it.
No, I'm probably not.
Surrender.
Okay,
surrender. So it was, published anonymously the first time in 1823, almost 200 years ago now.
Yeah, but who wrote it?
Well, so it was anonymous for 13 years until Clement Clark Moore, professor and poet in 1836, claimed it.
Oh, God. No, I would never have guessed that.
Yeah, and he said he wrote it for his kids.
Years.
He said he wrote it for his kids, right? Yeah. Saying that it was his housekeeper that
you're
sent
kidding.
It anonymously to the paper back in 23.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's great. That's a great story. I didn't know that.
Well, no, it
that's
gets
cool.
better. It gets better because it's, wow, that's freaky. The moment.
you got to stop that shit.
Because the moment he claimed it, the Livingston, the family members of a one Henry Livingston Jr. spoke up and cried foul. They said their dad had been reciting that poem to them for a full 15 years before it was published.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. It's even, wow, that's freaky, even more so.
So he lied.
But Livingston, interestingly enough, was a distant relative of Moore's wife.
Oh, oh, dear God.
Like that means anything. They probably didn't even
know each
other.
But you could tell, so he tried to take credit for something he didn't do, huh? Oh, that's too bad.
Well, yeah. So, you know, so there's a lot of supporting evidence for Livingston, right?
Right.
You know, he's got the you know, by threat of death, you know, perjury.
Right.
He's got his four kids and a neighbor who said they first heard the story as early as 1807.
Oh, okay.
And he was Dutch, by the way. So,
okay.
So, and Dutch is St. Nicholas, right? Ties into all of
right,
that.
Right, right,
yep,
right.
Yep, yep. Yep. But, you know, and then when they, you know, the experts look at Moore, they say, well, his rest of his body of work isn't like this. So, you know, but the truth is, nobody knows who wrote it. Those are the two guys who claimed to have wrote that poem.
Interesting. You're right. I never would have guessed that. That's a great story.
Yeah.
So, see, you actually contribute something to this podcast, Bob. I'm quite impressed.
Wow, that's freaky.
If you say that again, I tell you.
Okay. Oh, hey, God. I have been deathly afraid of Christmas trees as a child growing up. Man,
yeah,
I was young.
Yeah, I remember that too.
You too young to put the bulbs on the tree, right?
Well, yeah. Remember when you were a kid, your mom said, no, don't put it near the fire. The fire hazard was a big thing, right? Of course, you know, they would dangle things in front of the fireplace and things would catch all the time,
well,
right?
dangle,
you know, screw
yeah,
the
yeah.
tree, right?
Dangling,
you know, let's just
what,
catch the whole
dude?
House on fire.
But think about it. It's like those light bulbs were hot, right? Because they were incandescents, right? So they didn't get hot.
Yeah.
But here's the.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember those old bulbs. Yeah.
Yeah, you could get like a third degree burn from those if you know.
I remember getting burned by them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding.
Here's the question: are Christmas trees a fire hazard?
You mean real trees or the fake ones?
Well, you know, real ones, of course. Fake ones
we
know are
okay.
Hazard.
So the fake ones, I think they have fire retardant stuff, either plastic, and steel, right, or metal, whatever, right? You know, but you know they come from China and they probably light up and burn anyway. But, sorry about that. I didn't mean anything by that.
excuse me.
But real trees, obviously, if they're evergreens, I'm going to say probably not at the beginning until they really dry out. I would argue that because it's really tough to light a green tree like an evergreen on fire. It really is.
Well,
so I'm going to say probably not.
This is kind of a trick question because are they a fire hazard? It's not about if they'll catch on fire. So, you know,
compared to other things.
Yeah. Well, if you know, and I think this myth, that's right? Because it's a myth because on average, only 240 trees out of the millions that are placed every year in the U.S. catch on fire. You know,
that's because of stupidity, my guess.
Well, yeah,
but,
if you're playing lit
that's a separate conversation.
On it.
Yeah. Right. Or
which they did.
Somebody's drunk and drinking. You know. You know, 80 proof whiskey or something, and pours on
that tequila
shit,
drink.
My leg's on fire. So
like.
Is the tree.
That's
Let's fix the
drink.
Damn tree. Yeah. Screw my leg. But anyway, yeah, I would say compared to anything else in the house, I mean, there's so many things that are flammable now. I'm going to say no. I'm really going to say no compared to other things.
Yeah, well, they're not, right? At 240 trees, it's like that's just so insignificant.
Okay.
Right? They're not really a fire hazard unless you're stupid and you douse it with gasoline, you know.
Well, we know based on the voting record of this United States and the people who voted for Trump, there's a lot of stupidity out there.
Yes. And we know, you know that is the case.
Yes.
Right.
So, okay, so yeah. So
all right. So, wow, that's freaky, right? All those years we were tortured is still burned in our brain, right?
Yeah, no, I remember growing up. I was always worried about that.
Oh, yeah. It's insignificant. Yeah.
We interrupt this podcast due to Bob's incompetence. We'll be back in just 2 seconds.
Because, you know, we are COVID safe here in remote.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to blame COVID on this for years.
Wow, that's so freaky. My headset just wigged out and went away.
Okay, where are we at here, dude? Right. We're getting on.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll be able to edit all of this out or not.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fun. Yeah, that's what I do.
So we're done with trees. We know we're scarred for life because we think they're flammable. That really highly dangerous, but it's not really as bad as we think it is. Okay, at least not from a scale of the U.S. All right, so so you know the birth of Jesus, right?
Yeah, I know him personally.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an okay
dude. Well, you remember that, right?
Long hair, kind of a hippie.
Immaculate. Yeah. She was married to Joseph, but they never had sex, so.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I'd buy.
Yeah, that's a big story. But you know what's more important?
But somebody did it.
But what's more important to this question is, do you know the kings? Right, the kings that visited him and they found him in the manger.
Yeah, the three dudes.
Right? Yeah,
three dudes. Right.
Yeah, you remember that, right? So do you remember their names? Do you remember their names?
No, I don't. But
I'm so glad.
One brought beer, one brought a fifth of scotch, one brought...
No, yeah, you know, it was like a shank of lamb or something.
One brought, and the nice one brought really good wine, right?
Yeah. So with the Bible as the record of fact on the thing of Jesus' birthday, right? You know, the three kings were from the east, right? And they did travel a long way, right? And they did see a bright star, right? Okay, so is this story real using the Bible as the source of the truth?
This is in the New Testament. Is that correct?
Well, you know, I'm not going to answer that question on the grounds that I might have it wrong.
Okay. I think it's in the New Testament and is based on what the Bible considers to be the truth. I think this one is.
Well, okay.
Based on the Bible, not based on, you know, any historical evidence, just based on the Bible.
Well, this is how the lie becomes the truth. Right. It wasn't three kings, according to the Bible. It was three magi, right?
Well, that's what I said, the three guys with the, you know, one's got beer, one's got a pick of scotch.
Well, they were wise men, so they probably had, you know, the best liquor.
That's what drunkards we see imagine. Hey, let's go see the baby over there in the manger.
But the myth is they were kings. Let's get drunk. They weren't kings, right? Even though you go out in front and you look at the, you know, the little manger scene, they didn't even find them in the manger. According to the Bible, it was much older, right?
When they went to go see him.
Yeah. Remember all of that? But it's funny that
in
front of like most churches, you'll see the three wise men, right? Or the three kings somehow, right?
Right.
But
well, kings have never been wise, so, you know, obviously. We got one right now that we're getting rid of, so, yeah. He thinks he's a fucking
king. Oh, he does. What a fucking ass. You see Rudy? You see Rudy in his court appearance?
Oh, no, I can't even talk about that. Oh, my God. The guy's a fucking idiot. But anyway, keep going, dude. Yeah. What?
Did you see that gal next to him, her look on her face?
Oh, my God, the whole thing.
It was priceless.
It was pathetic.
It is such a crap show. It is.
Oh, yeah, and the guy, and now he's got COVID. So
I thought he had COVID when he was sweating that black octopus ink or whatever it was. Right?
I'm sure he said, Trump said, hey, you could borrow this for your hair. I use it on my face. I put it on my body.
I even put it down my dick, even if I can't find it. No.
I can never find it. I look down my belly, go, it's not there. It's just not there.
He probably had his hands down in his pants and then touched his forehead. And, you know.
He's like, oh, my God. Every time I go to the bathroom, I can't see it. It's gone.
Oh, man.
It's gone.
Pretty
oh,
bad.
Dear God. Oh, Jesus, help me, God. Pretty it's bad. Gone.
But she was great, right? She was like a real good comedian, right?
I digress.
The only thing that was missing was that martini in her hand.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all reality TV, these guys. Thank God they're gone. They'll be gone shortly. So. Okay, we definitely digress. Where are we at on this Christmas
stuff? Well, so I think we're at the end here, Ted. So, you know, so it, okay. And that's freaky, right? Wow, that's freaky that we're already here. So, you have any final comments, Ted, about Christmas?
Fuck.
What the fuck? Or Christmas? Wow, that's freaky.
Yeah, so Christmas. Christmas is supposed to be a time for everybody to get together and be happy and joyous and have good food. And Christmas morning's great. And it's really good when you got young kids.
We
don't anymore. But, you know, our dogs are our kids now. So we give them presents, mostly little doggy biscuits and stuff like that. And they're all running around like little kids. So that's good. But it marks the, you know, that and New Year kind of, you know, marks the end of the year for me. It's like, okay, it's time to assess. For me, every year I assess, you know, my year, right? And this year's going to be, it's going to be, fuck this. It's going to be, this sucks.
Scratch it out.
So I want to just throw away 2020 anyway. So, I don't want to look back at all because it's been so crappy. So to me, it's a little bit of, you're away from work. It's time to reflect on things, good things mostly, and, you know, and try to move forward. You know, and that's what, you know, it's always been a good time, you know, especially now that I don't have to see any of my family. So, so knowing that, you know, the pandemic is for us, well, we can't see each other. Oh, damn.
Bummer.
Oh, that's so sad.
Breaks my heart.
But, yeah, that's what it's been, right? I look at it as a positive time, whether or not you're believe in, you know, your, you know, the Christian side of things, or you're Muslim, or you're pagan, right? Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know, you're Jewish or any background. To me, it's a time of giving and, you know, and thanks, right? For, you know, they say Thanksgiving is that, but I think I look at Christmas more of a Thanksgiving, right? I say thanks for just being alive every day. I get up, it's like I'm on this fucking earth for another day, god damn it. Yeah. Some days, you know, you wake up, you go, oh shit, I'm awake.
Yeah, yeah,
fuck it.
Nah, not very rare. Those are very rare for me, I must say.
Anyway.
Well, okay. So,
okay, that was my closing show.
Yeah, well,
what
that was a good story, Ted. And I have these closing statements. You know, I love a good story, doesn't everybody, right? And myths are great, right? They're great for passing on knowledge, right? And, you know, there's a lot of really good Christmas stories that are out there, right?
I don't like John Denver, pass around the pipe during the fire and everything. Gets
yeah, see, and as a matter of fact, any story is good for something, right? Even sex advice ones, even Christmas tree ones, right?
sex advice, let's don't go there.
But
again,
people,
dear God,
people, yeah. Don't try to make a story something that's fiction sound like it's the truth. Because my friend, that's bad storytelling, and it's a sin. You go to hell.